Frank Melico, you are the first actual genuine sportscaster who's actually seen the complete world of sports abridged. So we need your, give it to me straight. How was it?
I loved it. All right. I loved it.
Hi, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever it is, wherever you are. Thanks for subscribing, streaming, or downloading and listening to us on your computer or MP3 player. I'm Austin Titchener, one third of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, and you're listening to this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast number 199, A Real Sportscaster.
Southwest Airlines. Reduced fares, reduced service. All the joys of riding the bus, now with turbulence.
As you may know, in our newest stage show, The Complete World of Sports Abridged, we play sportscasters from RSCSN, the Reduced Shakespeare Company Sports Network. Well, real sportscaster Frank Malicote is my old former classmate, castmate, teammate, housemate, and fellow bartender from the University of California at Berkeley. He's the weekend news anchor on Fox Channel 25 here in Boston, and he and his lovely wife Monique came up to see us perform the sports show last weekend here at Merrimack Rep, after which he was good enough to share with us his professional opinions about our portrayal of sports in general and sportscasters in particular.
Sportscasters are so full of balloon air and way too many cliches, and I think you guys captured that to a T.
Hey, what's going on?
You know, just everything. The voices, the jackets.
Yeah. Very good, the jackets. Now, is there anything we missed? Anything we failed to capture about the essence of the network sportscaster?
No, I think you guys pretty much got it A to Z. From the cavemen all the way to the Olympics, you guys are all over it.
So you were a sportscaster up at WMUR, the ABC of, listen to me, I'm even sounding like Ted Baxter now. But you were a sportscaster at WMUR, the ABC affiliate in Manchester, New Hampshire, the only network affiliate in New Hampshire.
In fact, I believe.
That would be correct.
That would be correct. Give us your resume.
KKIQ-FM, Livermore, California. I started humbly.
Wow, you sure did.
I did. KIM-TV Channel 3 in Eureka, California. Lovely little place. Had more mildew in my room than you can shake a stick at. MUR in Manchester, and then I was the weekend guy at LVI Channel 56 in Boston 5 years. Right. A year in Detroit Purgatory as the lead guy at Fox 2 as their sports director, and then I was the lead sports guy at Channel 56 in Boston again for about 4 years after that.
So you really have been through the mill. So who have you interviewed? Which famous athletes have you been gone toe to toe with?
Well, back from the 80s through the 90s through the 2000s, pretty much everybody.
Really?
Yeah, I mean Michael Jordan. I've been to Larry Bird's house.
Really?
In French Lick, Indiana.
Good God.
Shared a beer with him.
What's he like?
He was great. You know, Larry was...
So this is when you were covering New England, and Larry was God.
Actually, it was right after he had just won the Olympic gold medal in 92 in Barcelona. He was retiring that year, and Hurricane Andrew just worked its way up through the Louisiana area, and I was flying to Indianapolis. We had to change flights and go into Louisville, and then I was 5 hours late to get to Larry's house. All the other sportscasters had gone the day before because we all had these little one-on-ones with him, and I kept calling his agent because, he's just in the backyard with Beezer, his buddy, and his brother Mark, so don't worry about it. And I got there, literally, we were supposed to be there at noon. We got there at like 5 o'clock in the afternoon. They were great. We spent about an hour and a half with him and just talked. He waxed poetic on his life in basketball, and he pulled out his buddy, Beezer, who had the gold medal in his back pocket, pulled it out. Here it is right here, you know. It's like the Larry the Cable Guy. And I'm like, you have it in your back pocket? Yeah, I took it to the high school today. And I'm like, okay. But we had a great conversation. Then Larry popped open a Coors Light. He said, you guys want a beer? And he goes, don't film me shooting this stuff because I don't want people seeing me drinking Coors Light because I'm a light beer guy on TV, but I like Coors Light, so that was kind of
funny. Got an image to maintain. But is he a loquacious? Everybody, the rumor about him is that he's just a very soft-spoken guy.
Very much so. Yeah. But you know, I think a lot of people thought he was a hick, but he's not. He was very intelligent and knew how to promote himself. He had a great sense of humor. He was fun to interview after games.
Yeah.
He and Kevin McHale would just sit on a bench, always same spot after every game. And if you go up to Hellenic College to interview him prior, though, they were just a kick in the pants.
Well, and you interviewed, I remember, I mean, you're a tall guy. What are you, 6'2", 6'3"?
Yeah, 6'3".
6'3", dripping wet. And yet you interviewed Robert Parrish, who I remember towered over you.
Yeah, actually, I was on a milk carton, I think, crate. And he's 7'5", I think.
Wow.
But I remember one of my sports guy who's now is a CPA in L.A. for the Stars, Jeff Bacon. I remember he had an interview, I don't know if it was Parrish or another center, but we had a wide shot, a live shot down for a game when we were at MUI.
Yeah.
And he widened up at the very end, and he's only like 5'6". And he was on like 2 milk cartons. So
wow. What'd you get from Michael Jordan?
You know, Jordan, I never did one-on-one. He would talk after games when he played at the Garden.
And you'd be one of the guys holding the mic in front of his face.
I'd be dripping lactic acid down here like this, going, please, please, please talk to me. You know, and you'd get one or two comments out of him and move on. But he, no, very pleasant.
How do you, as a sports guy, I mean, now I'm doing research for my role. How do you, as a sportscaster, come up with interesting questions to ask these guys?
Well, you don't. You ask questions of emotion, and then they slam you to the wall. Because
really?
How do you feel? What kind of question is that, you know?
Yeah.
They'll just hammer you.
Right.
I have been, Chris Ford, former coach of the Celts. I've been hammered a bunch of times. But you just want to evoke an emotion and let them and chat with you.
Right.
But sometimes when they're answering it, you're not listening. You're like, okay, what's my next question?
Yeah, right.
All right. I'm sitting here with such and such. Oh, good. You know.
And you're not live at that point. You don't have anybody talking in your ear saying, ask him about.
Well, sometimes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you can be live with somebody, and you'll have someone chit-chatting in your ear, or more times than not, no. Yeah, I mean, you usually have a pretty good idea. And if you have a good flow and you know the athlete, there's some give and take, and you just kind of go off.
Right. Well, yeah, and it's got to be. I mean, it's got to be tough for them. I mean, how would you like to do your job, and at the end of your job,
get interviewed?
There's,
I know, it's the worst. And think of baseball players, because they're the worst.
Yeah.
I mean, hockey players will let you go into the shower and hand them a bar of soap. They're like, sure, yeah, what do you want to know, you know? But baseball players get interviewed, you know, 30 spring training games, 162 games, so 200 games.
Right.
And, you know, hey, how about your performance today, Austin? You really sucked the Big Rock of Life. Let's talk about that. You know, after every game or after every day of work, if you get interviewed for what you did, it does get old.
Well, and that is one of the fun parts of the sports shows, that we're able, and there's a couple of moments in the show where you say, well, how do you think it's going? Well, it's a pretty quiet audience tonight, but you just kind of play through it.
I know, that was a good line. That was a great, we were laughing. Well, but you really meant it tonight.
We did.
Yeah.
Well, and whatever happens on the night, Reed manages to say, you know. But now you're not in sports, and now you are the weekend news anchor for Fox 25 here in Boston.
I am.
And
yeah.
What's is that a different part of your brain?
Oh,
is
yeah.
it a different?
Oh, yeah.
How different?
Well, my wife would probably. She'd much rather see me do sports.
You
know.
You do weekend sports now.
Yeah, I am. I'm actually the weekend sports guy too, because much like theater, times are tough, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh yeah.
And, at our station, I'm not only the weekend newscaster, I'm also the sportscaster because I can. I've told my news director that, you know, if I need to paint my garage door green and learn weather, I'll do that. You know, whatever it takes to get the job done. But
right.
Yes, news is different because A, you don't write it, much of it. B, it's not in your tongue, so it's a little foreign. And it's black and white. It's right or wrong. You can't, you know, sometimes you come out of a news story and you're like, string that guy up. It wants to come out.
Right.
And in sports, you're paid for your opinion, you know. You can you can slam the players, and you can't slam a guy in court, you know. You just got to tell him what happened.
Right.
I have trouble with that sometimes.
Yeah, right. Just the facts, ma'am.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, and it's fine, but you're the Fox affiliate here in Boston. You're not Fox News. That's a different thing.
However, when you go with that Fox mic flag anywhere, and I do a couple of our programs that are hot to the web, and when people see the Fox flag, they either hug you or they're like,
Get away!
Yeah.
Oh, boy. I lean to the left.
Yeah.
Well, good for you. I'm right-handed, and nice to meet you.
Hi, my name is Emily Smith, and I am a senior editor at Smith & Krause Publishers. We just released a new series of books. They're called Playwrights in an Hour, 27 books that introduced readers to the life and times of a major playwright, and you're listening to the Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast.
Where can you see the RSC? We have 1 week left here in Lowell, Mass. At the Merrimack Repertory Theater. We close this Sunday, October 3rd. We'll be back in New England in Burlington, Vermont on October 22nd. But before and after that, we'll be up and down the East Coast of America, as well as in Hong Kong and Singapore. As always, the very best way to stay up to date about all of our worldwide performance dates is to sign up for the Reduced Reader, our email newsletter. Go to ReduceShakespeare.com and click on the link to subscribe and check out our touring page for specific venue and ticket information.
So let's get the numbers of our broadcast team in tonight's Enterprise Bank up close and personal report. Enterprise Bank, proud supporter of Merrimack Repertory Theater since earlier this week. Enterprise Bank, when you care enough to say their name three times in exchange for corporate sponsorship. In the center ring, from Sonoma, California, the starting quarterback for the University of California at Berkeley's perennial intramural cellar dwellers, the Avant-Gardes, a former minor league umpire and master of fun arts from Ringley Brothers Clown College, give it up for Big Daddy Reed Martin!
Weighing in at 87 pounds, soaking wet. Head thumb twiddler for the High School for the Performing Arts, former amateur tennis hooligan, haiku master, and part-time crime fighter, the rubber band man, the lanky Yankee. Give it up for Matt Slimfoot Body Rippy!
And from way out in left field, from San Francisco, California, the former East Bay JV cross-country championship semifinalist and runner-up, he bats right, he boats left, he swings both ways. I'm excited for Austin. Has anyone ever told you you look like Al Franken? Titchener!
So how did you get started in being a sportscaster? Was it always a dream?
Actually, it started in our fraternity house because I was rooming with Greg Applett, and he always knew I was an athlete, and we used to set our speakers up to the AKO house across the way. And I was KATO, and I'd wake him up in the morning, Saturday, good morning, ladies, you know, good morning, Vietnam thing. And he just said, you should be a sportscaster, Frank, because that's what you love. And
waking up the ladies.
But I love sports. I was an athlete and a bit of a ham, so it all kind of worked out.
Well, and there was a shout-out to you tonight. Reed was the starting quarterback for the perennial intramural cellar dwellers, the Avant-Gardes. And I forget what our team, what the ATO team was.
I don't have a clue, but yeah. I was there.
I remember being the punter. That's what that was my role. I remember that. But how did you get your first job at a TV station?
You know what I did? I actually turned, because I was a bartender with Austin years ago, and I tried to get my first job, and everyone looked at my resume and said, you should just go be a frickin' restaurant manager. And I said, oh, great. So what I did is I met with an advertising agent who was a friend of a friend that was trying to give me some contacts. And he said, your resume's boring. Do something fun with it. If it's fun and funky, I'll help you. And I gave me a week. So I turned my resume into a diner menu, and I sent it out, and I laminated it so it would, like, knock other resumes off tables. And I sent it out to every TV station in Northern California, Nevada, and Southern Oregon. Half told me to go take a flying leap, and the other half said, you sound like a creative guy, come on in. And ultimately, that's what got me hired.
And how, Well, and that's part of it. I mean, as you say, you're the news guy. You don't write your own stuff. You have to kind of read what's there. But as a sports guy, you get to be the creative. You get to be creative. You get to have your own opinions and kind of spin the story the way you want. Is that right?
Exactly. Yeah, and that's what's... I mean, my wife watches me, and if you watch me do news, it's like news, news, news. All of a sudden, this oasis appears in the middle of the news. It's like, hey, coming up, and that voice comes out, and it's right. Like, boom, bang, and you know, all the little sounds that you do in sports. And it didn't take me long, because I hadn't done it in like 8 or 9 years, but now that I'm back on the sports beam, it's fun. Right?
Talk about the game voice. Talk about the sportscaster voice. How do you develop it? Where do you get it? Do you copy it? How do you avoid having it?
Time in the shower.
Okay.
I used to be one of those guys that would listen to a newscast or a sportscast, and then I'd turn it off, weather guys, and then I'd repeat it. And it's weird, though. It does go on. And it is very strange because we'll do our teases at work, and all of a sudden we're just chit-chatting like this.
Six people dead in a car crash, you know.
And it's like, where does that come from? It is what it is.
Well, and we, you know, we do our variations of the voices, and we try to avoid sounding like Ted Baxter. Lou. Murr.
Murr, how are you?
Murr. But at the same time, then there's Jimmy Fallon does it. It's a bridge, and it's all very nasal up here like this.
You know, it is what it is. You gotta. I think sports is kind of bigger than life. News. You can be a little more sedate. If you watch Brian Williams, he's not, you know, not yelling at you. He's just telling you the story, and I respect that. And that was tough for me to come from a, you know, hey. You know, at Fenway Park tonight, guess what happened? And then bring it down. Six people are dead today after a terrible car crash on I-95.
Yeah.
Let's go live to such and such when you just want to say, hey, you wouldn't believe what happened out there. See, you can't do it that way.
You can't do it.
So I'd watch my newscast. I think, I am so freaking moron. But it is what it is.
Right. Because it's about the information. It's about the you are a trusted voice as a newscaster, and you're a friend as a sportscaster.
Exactly. And I think with sports, you're paid to have an opinion. You only have 3 or 4 minutes to do your thing, and it's part of the entertainment. It's the toy store of the newscast. So, you know, have some fun and throw it up and be light. And news is kind of crazy.
You interviewed Shaq recently.
Yeah, we had Shaq. Did Shaq the other day.
That's right. I understand he's going to be a Celtic now.
He's great.
Is he?
Not so much on the court these days. He may be, but you know he's going to be great. He's going to be great for the media because he's, you know, he just loves to talk, and he's funny, and he's glib, and he's interesting, and he's big.
Yeah.
And he might be pretty good, too, with this team. So.
Wow. That's awesome. Well, yeah, Shaq coming to the Celtics. So if you had your – what would be your dream job? What would be your dream job as in anything?
Well, someday to work in San Francisco was always my dream job.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
back to the Bay Area.
Because that's where I'm from. It would be kind of fun to do sports back there someday. But, I probably a morning show.
Yeah.
I think that's probably my gig. Someday to, grab Matt Lauer's job or something like that. Because, you know, you're talking about Afghanistan and Iraq, and then you're cooking an omelet and tuning up a car. You know?
I can see you in an apron.
That's fun. I would enjoy that.
That's it for this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast. Send us your sports casting resume via email to feedback@reducedshakespeare.com. You can also post comments on our podcast page and interact with other fans at our website, reducedshakespeare.com, and our Reduced Shakespeare Company fan page at facebook.com. You can also become a subscriber to our YouTube channel or become a twit. Follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/reduced. You can find easy links to all these social networks at our website, reducedshakespeare.com. Thanks as always to webmaster Matt Rippey, sideline reporter Matthew Croak, music by John Weber and GarageBand. Our random fan shout-out this week goes to Dean O'Carroll. No reason, it's just random. Special thanks to Emily Smith from Smith & Krause, publishers of the Playwrights in an Hour series of books. Check them out at inanhourbooks.com or order them from barnesandnoble.com. And thanks very much to you for listening. I'm Austin Titchener, 199/597 of the Reduced Shakespeare Company.
Hi, I'm NFL legend Cody Wyoming. In the past 6 months, United Way has provided school lunches for over 500,000 needy kids. With your help, we can continue this valuable program. Last year, as part of my court-mandated 500 hours of community service, I spent a week at the Palin School for Wayward Girls. I can tell you, I've never felt more satisfaction. United Way, it works for all of us.
This podcast is a production of the Reduce Shakespeare Company, reducing expectations since 1981. Go to reduceshakespeare.com for performance dates, actor bios, email newsletters, and so much less.